Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to The Voice of Pittsburgh. This is 100.1 FM, AM 1020, News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Hey, you can cast your ballot if you'd like. Twitter, Facebook, things like that. Social media pages for the KDK Radio Morning Show. Our question today, our poll question, should Facebook continue their ban of former President Donald Trump? Yes or no? Yesterday's question was, do you think 70% of Pennsylvania residents will be vaccinated, as the governor hopes, by Memorial Day? 86% of you said no.
And every Thursday at this time, we welcome Betsy Benson. I tried to say that too fast. From Pittsburgh Magazine. Good morning, Betsy. How you doing?
Good morning.
I can't get my lips going. You understand, that's that 3 a.m. wake-up call sometimes.
Got it.
Anyway, you got a lot of great stuff in Pittsburgh Magazine. 7 scenic day trips with spectacular views. We highly advise that you read all about that.
Maybe do that for Mother's Day, because sometimes the restaurants might be a long wait. So a scenic trip with mom might be the way out. Hey, you know, Pittsburgh's known for the tunnels. Everybody talks about going through the Fort Pitt Tunnel or the Liberty Tunnel, Liberty Tubes, to see the view of the city. Some people don't like the Squirrel Hill tunnels all that much, but the one tunnel that doesn't really get a whole lot of attention, probably one of the neater ones, the Wabash Tunnel. You have a big article on that.
Yeah. No one ever talks about the Wabash Tunnel, so I'm so glad that we're able to give it a little bit of attention. Our editor, Sean Collier, wrote a column with his musings on the tunnel. He calls it the little brother, or the kid brother, of the Fort Pitt Tunnel. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, sometimes worth taking a moment to say, like, when's the last time you took the Wabash Tunnel? And what does it mean to the city? Do we really need it? You know, it was an old railroad tunnel from the 40s, but it doesn't really, it takes you right through Mount Washington, through the flank of Mount Washington, down the road from the Fort Pitt Tunnel, but it doesn't really achieve a whole lot in the transportation world, I don't think.
Yeah, I have been so tempted to go through it because I've driven by it many times and I know it's open.
You're scared, aren't you?
I've never been through it.
We were programmed that we weren't allowed in that. That was closed for a long time. Then it became a bus tunnel, a bus lane. So I think Pittsburghers just don't even know it's really allowed to be used.
Well, you know, Google Maps did direct me through the Wabash Tunnel about a year ago, before the pandemic, and it was so exciting. I could hardly wait to follow those directions and go through, and it was with some trepidation that I went through, but it did get me to where I was going, and it was rather exciting, I must say.
Well, there are people that have I'm sure there's some kind of psychological thing where you're afraid to go through the tunnel. Well,
you're afraid to go down Green Tree Hill at regular speed. So I don't.
Yeah, you can go to PittsburghMagazine.com, check that out. And a big anniversary for someone that I know because I was one of his first customers.
Jimmy Wan.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I didn't know that. Yeah, Jimmy Wan's Restaurant and Lounge in Cranberry celebrates its 15th anniversary this month, a great milestone in the career of Jimmy Wan Sr. And Jimmy Wan Jr., because a father-son act, and it's a great restaurant, and it's a great opportunity to kind of talk about Chinese-American cuisine in Pittsburgh and you know where kind of the main kind of fathers of that cuisine are. But Jimmy Wants, great business, right?
Oh, and it's how they classify it, Pan Asian. So it's a wonderful mix if you love that kind of food. He has such a tremendous menu array, but he also has something that a lot of people might not know about, and that is a really exclusive sake menu. You know what sake is, Kevin? Do you ever have sake?
Absolutely. Come on now.
I kept telling Jimmy, I said, you ought to do a night, a special night when the Penguins were in the playoffs, and called it, it's a sake night in Pittsburgh. You like that, Betsy?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, they don't serve it hot anymore. They serve sake cold or room temperature, I believe. It used to be in the old days, it was the novelty of it was that it was served warm, right?
Yeah, that's correct.
But now it's too fancy. It's too fancy. They don't want to heat it up, I don't think.
Yeah, and if they have anybody that has any questions about sake, they know. Because nobody has a better selection.
They should sell a T-shirt that says it's a sake night in Pittsburgh. They'd sell a billion of
Look
them.
Look at you with the creative
Come on,
thoughts.
I'm giving your friends their marketing for free. That's
maybe,
all.
Maybe Betsy could help.
My gifts are free.
All right. Well, read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. Publisher and Vice President Betsy Benson. Always good to talk to you, Betsy. Have a great weekend.
Hey, you too. Thanks a lot.
And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.